BlackRock Broadcast.
Podcasts for you from us.
Two brothers talking about all the pilots you're not sure if you really want to see, but then you're like, I'm interested to see what other people talk about, but I'm not really sure if I'm interested in that. But then I'm going to say, oh, you know what? I'm going to listen to these two random guys who think they know what they're talking about. And I'm going to be like, yay or nay.
Welcome back to another episode of Two Brothers.
One Pilot.
I'm Tim.
And I'm Jax.
And today we watched The Gangs of London.
So, Tim, this is probably, considering we only do pilots, I don't think either of us ever really considered that we might be watching something that was 90 minutes long. You know? I mean, yes. I guess double parters, but this was strictly just one episode, 90 minutes. Yeah. We both saw it and went,
Intense.
But
so this has come out today on Stan.
Very exciting.
So in Australia, we're getting this on the day it's been released. I think it's been in the UK for a little bit. It's a UK show. And I do have a cheeky Stan subscription, Stan description here, Jax. Would you like to hear it?
And you're telling me you have a Stan subscription because of your
I also have a Stan subscription, yes. But I do have the Stan description here. Do you want to hear it? For 20 years, Finn Wallace was the most powerful criminal in London. But now he's dead. And nobody knows who ordered the hit. With rivals everywhere, it's up to the impulsive Sean Wallace to take his father's place.
Cool. All right. Fair enough. I guess that kind of sums it up.
I have a couple of issues with this. Overall, I generally did enjoy that 90 minutes. I thought as a 90-minute structure, it was actually paced pretty well.
Yeah.
Like, I actually thought it was like, you know, it kind of deserved the 90-minute opener. And it it is a 9-episode season.
Oh, okay.
And unusual, like, 1-hour kind of shows, they are 10-episode seasons.
Yeah.
So I think structurally across the season, they've kind of just released a double episode kind of opener.
Yeah. But because of the ending, very much the pilot.
Yes.
Great first episode.
Yeah.
Especially the whole time.
Big kind of twist kind of thing.
The whole time something's happening in the last minute. It's like, oh, boom. Now this is a new element for the rest of the season.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Elliot, because I had kind of hints that that was going to happen. There was a scene with Elliot's father, and I was like, they wouldn't have included this if they weren't going to have that kind of that hook at the end of the episode.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Like, because it's very much, it's very reminiscent of kind of Sopranos. I feel like they're trying to do like a London kind of modern Sopranos with the family, and then the family, you know? And he wasn't part of the family. Yeah. He had his own family.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
So, like, I kind of got that kind of sense there. But I don't know. What did you think?
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty good.
Mm.
But it's kind of like, you know, it's a story where we're getting all these kind of, you know, mostly we're following one family.
Mm.
And, like, the son being like, ah, I'm angry, my dad's dead. Someone find him.
Yeah.
And then suddenly we just start, and then, like, you know, we find out all the players and the big kind of people. You know, the rival gangs and stuff. But what I found super interesting was it suddenly was like following just this guy and he's like, I'm nobody, I'm this, that. And then suddenly he's like, oh, I'm going to have a Kingsman, you know, a Kingsman fight scene with
a fucking dart
and just stab everyone. And
those fight scenes were so intense, like Banshee-esque.
Yes,
like,
that's
I haven't seen anything like that since Banshee.
Yeah, that's the only thing that came to mind. The whole time, especially that second fight, it's like a 5 to 10 minute extended, but extended in the good way, where you're not like, oh yeah, maybe you should wrap up. Like, the, you know, you, it built, but it slowly builds and it has this intensity that really only comes from them just spending the fucking time. Like, it's a,
and
it's
at that moment as well, like structurally in the episode, at that moment, because Elliot came in kind of halfway through the episode,
I wasn't
you
sure.
weren't sure if he was going to continue,
exactly.
And then that thing happened at the end, you're like, oh no. He's the story.
Yeah.
Like, it does. In the description, it mentions Sean, who's the son, which I get, but I don't know.
No,
like,
this guy's the main
this
character.
This guy's, 100%. Sure.
I thought he was phenomenal. And
yeah.
The fight scenes are a standout to me. Like, a
really
big standout. Because if they weren't in it, I think this would be kind of, like, slow and maybe long. And not,
they really broke
not
the
boring
pace
or anything,
really
just slow and long. But these two fights just, I was in silence. I was just like,
Yeah, just
we were both just in we silence like, for 10 minutes.
Like, we were like visceral, like yeah. We were shaking.
It was like it was like full on. Like it was really, really well made. In terms of other stuff, I don't know, like
the all story. Right. Well, I'm gonna throw a couple of things out there. If you need to gather your thoughts.
Yeah.
I had a couple of issues, as I said earlier, in the sense like first thing straight out of the bat, if you're gonna give a cold opening in a show, like you're gonna give a cold opening. And we pan in and the show opens with an upside down thing of of London. And it's like really cool. And it's this guy hanging and he burns. And it's like, whoa, this is intense.
Yeah.
Then it cuts to a week earlier, which then is another cold opening. Like, and then we have the father's death scene.
Yeah.
And you're like, who are these guys? Like, it's fine. I'm learning characters. That's totally fine. And that was a week later. Then you cut back and you see the guy from the start. And then the editing shows a flashback of the fire bit, almost as if in post they went, it would be better if that fire scene was the start. You know how we'll do it? We'll just have a flashback in the bath to show that it's present time. When in the writing, that's not how it was structured. If that is like the incising incident of the show is that Sean's father's died, make that the start of your show. Don't have you start then 1 week later, then cut back to present without you realizing that 1 week had happened in between. It was really weird.
As you're saying all this, because it was such a long episode, I'm like, oh, that's right. I remember the first 15 minutes. I was like, I don't like this and I don't know what is happening.
Mm.
They just had a... And then it had a shot of him being like, oh, I'm sad. I'm like, has he burned the person? Is that it? And then it's like flashback to him burning for like 2 seconds. I'm like, okay, what is happening? What was with the time?
No, because you're trying to learn. It doesn't make any sense. If you have a cold opening and then structurally in the story, you go 1 week later, the whole episode builds to that. That's the end of the episode now. It's not like 2 minutes later. It's a really jarring way to start.
Yeah, he kills this guy. Then immediately they're just like, and then there's another killing, which is the main killing. And then the next scene, they're like, oh, you shouldn't have done that killing, young boy, because of your father who was also killed. And I'm like, what the fuck? Yeah, no. The start is nonsense and bad. I've changed my mind. This is a terrible show. I hate this. I'm furious now. What a terrible way to start the episode. The whole show started on nonsense.
I'm sorry. That's just such a drastic shit. My favorite line, because I really liked Sean as a character. I thought he was quite interesting. My favorite line of the episode, and this sums up the show, and I kind of got this like Theon-esque, especially the scene where he has the gun kind of with Sir Podrick.
Theon's a great name.
Sir Roderick.
I was like, Sir Podrick?
Sir Roderick, where he's got the axe, and it's like that thing where it's like, he's expected to now kill this person, but you kind of see it in his eye that he doesn't really want to. And like a character kind of trait that sums him up. A boy like that will burn cities to the ground just to prove that he's a man. It's like, it's really good. And I think that's a really good line. That was from seemingly the enemy at the time, which was really cool. It's pretty crazy. Like, I thought that it kind of veered on way too many different styles. Like, it had that really gritty fight scenes, the chase scene outside where Elliot was chasing the Albanian. And then it kind of reminded me of like The Wire, where it's really gritty. And like, and then you mentioned as we were watching, like the Breaking Bad, like drug den scenes, like that raw grit. Mm. And then you have really like stylized funeral shots. And it's like, I just think that they needed to sort of sit in one, whereas they kind of, I feel like they're trying to delve into a few different things and they just didn't land it.
None of the funeral stuff felt that fancy to me. Like,
no, but it's like, if you're talking like, I'm feeling like that
place is going to be very expensive and nice, because he's like, you know, this is like the crime lord of London or whatever.
I'm saying the filmmaking behind it, not the setting. Sorry.
Oh, sorry.
Okay. Yeah, just because it was really gritty and we were like, I mean, there was a scene where the two guys in the chase scene climbed over a fence and the camera guy followed him.
I see.
The camera guy followed them jumping over a fence and it looked real. It looked like we were
you know what the action, not just because the way the action was actually shot, especially in the first fight scene, but the action is very similar to the first Kingsman movie in that the movie's not like doing this certain thing, but then when the fight scene kicks in, it just starts kind of moving with its own kind of different feel.
Yeah, right.
I don't know. I think it's kind of like that. Like, I found it kind of exciting. Like, in Banshee, it's not really, like, crazily shot. And then suddenly it's just like, boom, here we go. And the camera's always a lot more active in those scenes and stuff like that.
Mm.
I don't know. You could be right, though. But
I just thought...
it wasn't really an issue for me.
I don't know. I just thought it was kind of...
Visually...
Yeah, fair enough. It just reminded me of, like, Sopranos and The Wire, both in kind of the one show and not being The Sopranos or The Wire. You know, like, not landing either of them in a modern kind of London setting.
I think just in terms of that, I would say the story, maybe, and just the whole package of it is like that. It's like a few different things. It's got Banshee action, trying to do, like, Sopranos gangster kind of things.
Yeah.
But it didn't really come together. If we're going to just talk about... I'm just going to spoil the twist at the end, because I didn't really want to. We're kind of being elusive with it.
All right, cool.
But the main character...
Spoiler, jump ahead.
Super spoiler thing, but just... End it. But he is revealed to be a cop right at the end.
Mm-hmm.
And I found that super unengaging.
All
right. I think it might change my opinion on wanting to watch more, because I thought it was super exciting that he would be this young and up-and-comer who just happens to be like a fucking... the best fighter, or just a bit lucky, but super. And just having this guy, this element that's so young, I'm saying it now, I'm like, maybe it'll be great to have.
Can I try and convince you?
Yeah, I feel like I convinced myself as I said.
Right, because it's like they hinted it throughout the episode, but I feel like that episode as a whole, it felt empty, and it felt like I knew too much about everyone already. Something that really pulls you into that kind of show, like The Sopranos, like The Wire, that kind of esque, is that you're slow. Like, you're thrown into the deep end of knowledge and you're slowly trying to back up, trying to find out everything. You're trying to find out all the different family connections, everything. Whereas this, it was like within one scene of like Sean being like, we're not doing any drug stuff anymore. It's like, cool. I'm up to date with everyone now. I don't need to know anything. Suddenly throw the cop twist in there.
Mm-hmm.
Suddenly there's a whole new avenue of things
that he's accidentally got right in there. Also, you know, I just realized the one scene where he's like, I don't buy it. You just came out of nowhere and you found the place and all the things.
And he's
like, fuck you, man. And I was like, yeah, fuck you, Sean, you piece of shit. This guy's the greatest. Turns out he's not. He's a cop. Yeah. Obviously, in real life, these guys are the worst and the cop's probably the good guy. But in a TV series.
Oh, no, you're rooting.
The whole thing is about the father being killed. And he's like, oh, I want vengeance. I'm like, we want vengeance! And the main character's wanting vengeance all epi. And I'm like, all this fury and anger and fighting. I'm like, he's doing it for the father, for the, you know, for the family. It's like, absolutely, a twist. He's... this is The Departed.
Anyway, end of spoiler.
Go ahead.
We're back. I'll timestamp it in the editing. Maybe. I probably won't.
He doesn't know how to do
Don't quote me. I don't know how to do that. I don't know. I'm not some kind of tech whiz. But yeah, I thought that some of the characters were pretty interesting. I thought the acting, like I said, Sean was an interesting character earlier. I actually don't think he is. I'm going to go back on that. I think the actors are really good. Like Michelle Fairley didn't get much that episode.
Yeah, that was
but still very good.
Yeah, I saw this being a trailer and it was like, oh, Cap. Oh, we've just got to say before we finish, because I don't know why this wasn't the first thing I mentioned. But this is starring Catelyn from Game of Thrones, Michelle Farley. And that was the reason I wanted
and
to watch this.
And David Bradley,
yes,
Walder Frey.
And Walder Frey and Salladhor Saan.
Yes.
So there's a lot of Game of Thrones characters.
Yes. A lot of British characters, actors.
For sure. But also just from that thing that I watched too much of.
No. I can't see
anyone in that show outside. You know, she's in it. And I'm like, oh, Catelyn's killing it. Classic.
Yeah, she's kind of rocking her season 2-3 kind of vibe. But I don't know. I just thought that none of the characters were that interesting. And as far as a show goes, and it's like you want to spend time with characters. Like the reason TV works and the reason why it's a long-running form of media is because you love the characters.
Sit and breathe in the rooms with the characters.
Yeah, you're like,
yeah.
You just want,
this
you just
isn't
want
that
time
kind
to
of
breathe.
Show.
But it's like...
No, this isn't that type of show. These are all awful people.
I know.
This is really dirty
and
dangerous.
If it's not that kind
and...
of show, then like making a movie, making a tight film, you know? Like, we watched 90 minutes. I don't really think I want to...
Keep watching,
to be honest.
No, you know what? This is one of the best cases for this kind of... our format in our show. One of the reasons I love it is like, this is a great show. I really enjoyed it. I'm not going to keep watching.
No.
But I'm really satisfied with what I watched.
I think it deserves a second episode, though.
Yeah,
If the whole thing is like, if we were producers and we're like, cut,
Oh, run, no, cut. I make the season. It's just but you know me. What? I don't like gangsters that much. Mm. And if anything, I'm going to rewatch The Sopranos.
Yeah. Because like... I give it you know 60% gangster, I was literally... 40% whiniest, 80% banshee fighting style.
I give it all 100% Gangs of London.
Oh.
No, but like 99% banshee. Those fight scenes are just like stolen from Banshee. In a good way.
In a great way.
So... to sum up my review, everyone should stop listening to us and go watch Banshee because you haven't watched it because no one did.
No, absolutely.
Get back to me once you've seen the end of season 3, you know, and then hit us up on Twitter or wherever the hell we are. And
we are on
what
Twitter.
You think of Banshee.
Yeah.
And whatever this is.
So are London. You going to continue watching?
Nah, probably not. But this is probably one of the better ones that I don't want to keep watching.
Yeah, no,
absolutely. That we've done.
It's a great episode of TV,
yeah.
But it's just not for me, and I don't think I'm going to continue watching, to be honest. But at least we didn't fuck it like a fiddler's bitch like we did in our last episode, Jax, where we didn't even say if we were going to continue watching. So, Jax,
oh my God.
Flashback, Truth Seekers, will you be continue watching?
Oh, no.
I've continued watching.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and I've only watched one episode. It stays what it is. I wasn't going to continue watching. Then Chelsea was like, let's watch the second episode. And I went, all right, I guess. Why not? And it's maintained a little. It's the same. It's not too much further. It's fine. It's fine TV. Go watch Banshee. And until then, I'll see you next time.
Gotcha.
This episode was brought to you by BlackRock Broadcast. Have thoughts of your own about the episode? Think there were just one too many Gangs of London? Most likely. Then why not find us on our socials at BR Broadcast on Twitter or follow us on Instagram and Facebook at BlackRock Broadcast and let us know all your thoughts. Also, our sister podcast, Spoiler Talk, where we talk spoilers, is coming out this week, where Jax and his good friend Kieran get to talk about all things film. But for the next 8 weeks, a deep dive into Mandalorian, where Jax is lucky enough to talk for as long as he wants without being edited out by me.
Not sure when our episodes get uploaded? That's fine. Just subscribe on your favorite podcast app and you'll be notified instantly.